guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Got the head buds in. My current cans are charging. But I wanted to get this out to you guys because I think this is another good video review. There's a woman here on YouTube that has put out kind of some thoughts on this. She has about 22,000 followers, so she's just a budding channel. But I wanted to talk about this because she is going to relate kind of what we talk about a lot of times, but she's going to repeat what I say from a woman's view, and it's only a minute. It's not very long. And then I'm going to read an article about talking about bonding like we've talked about before. Now, many of you might say, well, I've seen other videos when you talk about bonding. Well, there's a reason why I'm going to read you another one. You know, when you learn martial arts, some of you, I'm sure, have practiced martial arts. Once you get to be a black belt, you are basically determined to be proficient. You know all the moves. You know how to do the moves. You know how to defend. There's nothing left to learn, so to speak. But the way you become first degree and second degree and third degree all the way up through the ranks of black belt in some styles is to practice. And you practice and you teach. Well, this is practice for you guys because so many of you say, hey, I want a casual relationship, or I met this girl and, or, you know, I'm looking for a long term. Where can I meet this girl? If I just answer all your guys' questions, you email me in a question that says, hey, how can I do X, Y, Z? Okay, that would be me teaching you to have your black belt. I want you to have your own black belt. I want you to be able to understand this stuff so much that you don't have to ask anyone questions, that you can figure this out for your own self and have confidence in your decision on how to find a partner if you want to date, where to find them, and how to go about this. But what I'm going to teach you today is another reason why you have to be careful with getting someone that's had too many partners. Now, if you're casual and they're casual and you want it to be casual, I get it, and I understand that, and that is fine. I have nothing against that. However, understand, too many men get into something casual, and because it's fun and she's interesting, and maybe you haven't had a lot of experience in those relationships, you bond to her. The problem is she doesn't bond back. And then when you find out that she's cheated on you, or she's leaving you, or she's throwing you in the dirt, and it came as a complete surprise to you, this is another lesson of what to watch out for and to understand why that you cannot get in these type of relationships. If you're going to be casual, it's only going to be casual. It's never going to become long-term. And if you want it to be long-term, it's going to be different than it is if you get in a relationship that's casual. Let's start watching this, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it. And like I said, she only goes on for a minute or so, and then we'll jump to the article.
Do not have casual sex because that will make you very needy. When you are giving your body and energy to someone as a woman, you naturally have this reaction afterwards where you feel more emotionally attached and you feel like you want to bond more. Men and women, we have different responses to sex.
Okay, so like she just said, men and women have different responses. And when you give yourself to a guy, if it's just very casual, that's one thing. But the problem is if it's a guy that the girl's attracted to and she wants to be with him multiple times, she may begin to bond with him and he doesn't care about her at all. And that bond and break when she continues to do that is very unhealthy for her. And the article that I read after this is going to point this out. But it also tears down the ability to do it. And so there is legitimate long-term mental health damage that occurs. And this is not opinion. This is not my opinion or anyone else's opinion. It is a study, and we'll get to that. The reason why I'm pointing this out again is because if you guys get in something casual, that's fine. But it can never become something full-time. And when you're wanting to have something casual, you have to look for somebody that is in the right mental place for something casual. And if you want something long-term, it is a completely different person.
Most women, not all, but most women, they feel like a bit more needy after sex because they just gave their body to the man that they love. And naturally, sex is meant to bond people together. So then they want to bond afterwards.
Right. Now, remember, if a guy is attractive and he's got a lot going on and he's narcissistic and he's just playing around, it doesn't mean they're usually very charismatic and they have a lot of opportunities to them. Well, that is something that draws a lot of women in. And the same can be true the opposite direction, which is a very charismatic, outgoing and fun woman can draw men in. The problem is that your people are confusing attraction and casual fun with actual emotion, and that's from dopamine, and we'll get into that in the article. But what she's saying is true, that if you care about somebody, it is a great way to bond together. But the problem is many times, and this has happened to me multiple times too, is where you say, I'm bonding to this person, she's bonding to me. But the truth is, she wasn't bonding to you. And then when she goes away, you're left gobsmacked, and it came out of the blue, and you're crushed because you never saw it coming. This is coming from her. The same thing is happening to women. But what's happening to them is they're falling in love with a guy that is not interested in them, but for anything else other than their body. And they're getting devastated because this guy's going, well, I'm nexting and moving on to another woman.
But now for men, if the man does not see you as a long-term partner and does not care for you in that way, he is going to be annoyed by you trying to reach out to him. If the man genuinely, truly loved the woman, he wouldn't want to leave after sex. He would want to be closer to her. He wouldn't have any issue with fulfilling her emotional needs.
Right. And this is what we call the hit it and quit it, right? The P&D, the pump and dump, and off you go. And again, I'm not going to say that there's anything wrong with it, because I've had casual relationships and casual flings myself. But the problem is when both people get on two different pages. A lot of times a guy will say it's casual, or the girl will say it's casual, and one person gets emotions for the other one, and ultimately one is hurt. Well, I know this from a fact that when I'm not interested in a woman other than something casual, and they start telling me, oh, I like you, and I want to see more of you, and I want to spend more time with you, it pushes the guy away. And I also know firsthand that as a guy that has a girl that I've been dating for a period of time, and that we're supposed to be a couple, and you say, you know, I really care about you and want to spend more time with you, and they run away, they must be feeling the same thing. There's not a reciprocation as far as emotions go. So it's very tricky, because you have to be very communicative and explain where you are and what you think and what you feel to stay on the same page. And most people today don't want to do that. Also, a lot of times when guys bring up this conversation, it's kind of wishy-washy and it's very unattractive to women. So guys usually will keep that tamped down.
The best solution is to just not have sex with the man who's not really into you for the long run. By not having casual sex, you are strengthening your ability to be in control of your emotions. And this will naturally make you a much less needy woman. It's going to make you more attractive too.
All right. So, you know, her point here is that if she's recommending women not have casual flings, if somebody, like I said before, if someone wants to have something casual, I'm not against that. I mean, because if I'm a guy that likes to have casual relationships, I want women out there that want to have casual relationships too. So there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is today, I think that, and this is where honesty comes into play. And so many people have problems with honesty because they're not held accountable for anything. And it's one of the reasons why I say for you guys out there, it's better to tell the truth and either get turned down or not get the date or not have the opportunity than to lie and get the hookup. Because then this is where sometimes false claims get made. Sometimes women might end up in key or car like she did to a buddy of mine, and bad things can happen to you. So by staying at least open and honest about what you're after, most of the time you'll either get turned down or you'll get somebody that's agreeable to that. But the whole point here and what we're trying to convey in this particular video is that if bonding occurs too often, there's long-term damage there, and that damage will affect relationships oftentimes for the rest of their lives. Now imagine you've met this, you know, successful 28, 32, 35 year old. She or he, I mean, it's the same for guys, but it's different for guys because men do not bond in the same way that women do. But, and for the purpose of this video, we're talking about women. But, you know, imagine you've met her and she's gone through her play phase, her college days, and this is where women come forward and say, oh, I have X amount of partners. And guys are like, I'm out. No way. Well, if you're a girl that has gone out with a guy several times and you've told different men the number of partners you've had and they bail, guess what she's going to do? She's going to be dishonest about the number of partners she's had. And you're not going to find out about this until sometimes you're deep into a relationship and she has the inability to bond to you. But because you think it's a good relationship, you have bonded to her. And then she finds a guy that's better looking, or it gives her more opportunity, or he's interesting, or he's a bad boy or whatever. And she bails. And guess what? We're left holding the reins, heartbroken, not understanding what happened because she was a good person and she didn't do this and I met her in church and all these other things. You're not necessarily going to know. So how do you protect yourself against this? You can't. There is no guarantee. And this is the problem. And this is a part of the solution that you guys have to understand. So when you ask me, how do I find a good woman? How do I, you know, make sure that she's not going to hurt me? There is no way to know. There's just no way to know. Because you can meet her in church, but there's always the jokes about the pastor daughters. We know those jokes, right? All right, let's tip down through this this article here. It's called The Emotional Corrosion of Casual Intimacy. Not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to kind of zip through it. But I'm going to leave the links down below for this article if you want to read it. Emotional bonding. The brain has been described as the largest human organ. Or intimacy organ. Neuroscience confirms this fact. It triggers a magnificent biochemical process within the human brain. Three different chemicals flood the brain from initiation to completion of the act. Dopamine and oxytocin in women, and dopamine and vasopressin in men. And if you watch my other video where I talked about this, vasopressin is the drug that's released in the brain that causes a guy that has the same partner over time to bond. In other words, if a guy is dating the same woman, vasopressin they found will cause this man to bond with one woman and actually regard other women as less or less attractive because this helps them bond and fall in love with the woman that they're with. Oxytocin helps the woman bond to the guy. The problem is that oxytocin happens very quickly and only requires one or two sessions to have it help bond the woman. Vasopressin doesn't for one or two times, but over time it does for men. What does this mean? It means the longer a guy is with a woman, the more he will fall in love with her because vasopressin helps him bond to her. Over time, a woman doesn't have the same bonding technique because it's oxytocin, and that will happen very quickly, where over time with the same partner, that actually lessens for a woman. So in other words, where she may be very excited initially and have very deep emotions initially, over time it fades, where over time for the man, it increases. So what this does is this lets men go have casual flings and not get any bonding agents, and they're perfectly happy and fine doing it because that vasopressin hasn't kicked in to its full effect, where oxytocin for the women kicks in almost immediately, and they can very quickly bond to a guy after one or two turns, but over time, their ability to do so lessens. So the more partners a man has, it doesn't matter. If he's had a long chain of long-term relationships, then he would have bonded to those women. But for casual flings, it doesn't affect men the same, which means that when a guy goes to get married, even if he's been a bachelor and he's had all this fun, he can still settle down with one woman and the vasopressin will help him. Where a woman has many casual flings, that oxytocin actually burns out and they lose the ability to pair bond. It is the science of it. Let's see here. Dopamine's the feel-good chemical rewarding us when we accomplish something thrilling or exhilarating. Runners often experience dopamine highs during exercise. Dopamine has an addictive property that causes us to want to repeat whatever we have accomplished. Oxytocin is present in both males and females, but it has a far more important role in the life of a woman. Science has known for some time that oxytocin is present when a mother nurses her baby. It aids and accelerates the human bonding process between the mother and child. During intimacy, the release of oxytocin in the female brain helps a woman bond with her mate. Vasopressin serves a similar function in males. Besides helping a man bond with his children, during intimacy, it aids bonding with his mate. But again, it's a longer term, slower burn. They don't say that here, but it's in the other video I did on this stuff. You just have to filter through, 300 other videos. So how does it all relate to casual intimacy? Both McIlhenny and Bush connect the dots. They emphasize that parents need to understand the role these hormones play in the intimacy experience. Concerning dopamine in young people have casual relations, they write, it seems that the dopamine reward signal is working very well in these young people. Once they experience it, they want to repeat it again and again. We have discussed elsewhere how intimacy is similar to other addictions like nicotine, alcohol. It is understandable that a young or older person would want to experience that same rush again. The dopamine reward process in the brain, it values neutral. The dopamine reward process in the brain is values neutral. It cannot distinguish between positive or negative behavior. If an individual gets a thrill out of risky intimacy, the dopamine reward will encourage the repetition of the risky behavior. I'm going to stop here because we're about 20 minutes, but I'm going to leave a link down below. They talk about the loss of connectedness, and they do talk about abstinence until marriage. But I wanted you guys to see this because, you know, again, as many of you guys say, yeah, but I just want to meet a girl, and I just want. The problem is going to be today society rewards risky behavior. All you have to do is look at the news. Look at people, you know, grabbing and pulling down statues and yelling and going through. Well, it's risky and it's dopamine and it's highly rewarding and it's exciting. And the same thing when you do something like this, whether it's a good risk or a bad risk, you still get that oxytocin and dopamine. Well, with the bad risks that young people are taking today, they are not going to get that rush when they're in a one-on-one long-term relationship, which makes one-on-one relationships very hard to have now. It is very hard to find somebody that hasn't kind of fried this out on themselves. So this is just one more example why I say to you men that, you know, you're fine going out and looking for these relationships if you want them. But as it stands, it's going to be harder and harder and harder to find somebody that hasn't gone through so many quick flings that they haven't burned out the ability to kind of be happy in a one-on-one relationship. So it seems now, at least, more men are happy staying casual and women seem to be happy. But the fact is, over time, the wish to have a family and maybe bond to one person is the ultimate goal. And maybe by that time for them, it's too late. Science is at least saying it is. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. And if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos. I've got lots of fun stuff out there for you, and none of it is time sensitive. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, finding this person that hasn't burnt out their ability to pair bond is difficult. And there's really no way in society today that you can navigate to find this person. That's why having a long-term relationship for men, the prospect, is getting rarer and rarer.